Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a happy get over the hump day Wednesday, and I hope you all are doing well. I hope you all are staying safe if you are having to travel at all. If you don't have to travel, please stay at home. If you are able to work from home, please do that, because highways are actually a lot clearer, at least from my route. I can only speak personally for the route I take from here to the radio station. It was clear, but there are definitely spots where you don't want to be driving if you don't have to. So, look, at the end of the day, stay on the safe side. Stay at home if you can, because there are definitely some icy roads out there this morning. But I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people can keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there grinding this morning. Shout out to all my front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers too. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And especially today, shout out to all the salt truck drivers out there, making sure those roads are clear for the people that do have to ride around and get it this morning. Because like I said, at least the strip of highway that I was on, very, very clear. And just real quick, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons here in just a minute. But I do want to say this. Over these last two times that we have gotten snow, Atlanta has seemed a lot more prepared than years past. Definitely more than Snowmageddon or Snowpocalypse, whatever you want to call it. There have, of course, been, you know, unfortunately, some vehicles abandoned on the side of the road, but nothing like Snowpocalypse back in, what was that, 2013 or whenever it was. So shout out to, again, the salt truck drivers and just the city of Atlanta being more prepared. The state of Georgia, that's not even just limited to the city of Atlanta, but the state of Georgia overall just seems more prepared and has seemed more prepared these last two times the state and the city have gotten snow. So again, roads for me were clear. Didn't have a problem really getting into work this morning. It was a lot, honestly, it was a lot smoother than I thought it was going to be. I was a little nervous for my ride in this morning and wondering how that was going to go, but it was easy peasy lemon squeezy. You know what I'm saying? So again, shout out to all the salt truck drivers and everybody that plans that out and making sure the roads are clear. So shout out to everybody that was a part of that. But still, I will say all that to say this. If you can stay at home, still stay at home. That is definitely still your best option if you can work from home. But let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons, shall we? Because we set this conversation up while the Falcons were looking for their next DC. Well, guess what? The Falcons got their next DC. Like him or not, it is Jeff Ulbrich. He is the Falcons' defensive coordinator. Now that the Falcons have their defensive coordinator, it's time to figure out, and it's time for Raheem Morris and Jeff Ulbrich to figure out who they're going to keep, who they're going to let go, who they're going to bring in as far as defensive free agents, because the Falcons have a lot of decisions to make as far as defensive free agents go, because they have, I counted up yesterday, 16. They have 16 free agents on the defensive side of the ball. 13 unrestricted, 3 restricted free agents on the defensive side of the ball. 16 in total. I'm going to touch on the notable ones here right now, and we'll go over and I'll give you my thought on who the Falcons should keep, who they should let go, and things of that nature. So let's go ahead and get right into it, huh? All right, so the notable unrestricted free agents on defense: Lorenzo Carter, Taquan Graham, Richie Grant, Eddie Goldman, Damani Harris, Mike Hughes, Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, James Smith-Williams, Kentavious Street. Kevin King is also an unrestricted free agent. I wouldn't quite put him in the notable category, but I brought him up anyway, so there you go. And then the restricted free agents for the Falcons, the notable restricted free agents for the Falcons are D. Alford and Nate Landman. So, again, two guys that were starters for the Falcons this past season. So, let's start with the unrestricted free agents, shall we? Let's start with Lorenzo Carter. For me, for Lorenzo Carter, I would be okay with bringing Lorenzo Carter back. It all just depends on the number. And do we feel like we could upgrade at that position? I definitely feel like we could upgrade for sure. But is there a guy out there who you feel confident that you can go get? Can Jeff Ulbrich bring somebody over from the Jets that could fill that Lorenzo Carter hole? And Bo Morgan just has me weak right now. This man, Bo Morgan, walked in with a ski mask on. That is hilarious. Hey, Day-Day, you know who Bo just reminded me of walking in like that? Bo walked in with his hoodie up, ski mask all the way on. You can only see his eyes. He reminded me of Drake when he did the Toosie Slide music video.
I didn't even recognize me sitting there. I was like,
right now. Bo looked like he was up to some shenanigans, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was ready to get active, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way he walked in, because it's all black, too. Black Falcons hoodie, black ski mask that covered his whole face except his eyes, black gloves.
That's the only reason I knew we were safe, because of the Falcons look.
Right. Exactly. I'm telling you, man, like, Bo's ready to get active. Oh, my goodness. He just barged into and looked at us. He didn't say a word. He just looked at you, looked at me, looked back at you, Day-Day. I was like, oh, what's happening here? Shout out Squid Billy, man. You'll hear from him coming up in about, 52 minutes time. But getting back to it, talking about the Falcons free agents, who should they keep, who should they let go? We're starting with the unrestricted free agents, and one is Lorenzo Carter. Again, if the number is right for Lorenzo Carter, fine with bringing him back, but I do think there's an upgrade there, whether Jeff Ulbrich can bring over a guy from the Jets or if the Falcons can bring somebody in. Now, the Falcons are going to have a ton of cap space, so they got to be a little more careful spending the monies than they were last season. So that is the thing, too. You're not going to have bukus of money to go out and sign the big-name guys, but I still think an upgrade is possible when you talk about that position. Not to say Lorenzo Carter is bad, but I do think an upgrade is possible. But I would be okay with bringing Lorenzo Carter back for the right number. All right, moving on. Taquan Graham. I think we need to bring Taquan Graham back. Point blank, period. I think for his position, he will be a cheaper guy to bring back. He will be on the cheaper side of defensive tackles. And I think he's been productive. I think his progression and his development have been good. I've been impressed with Taquan Graham and how he's gotten better over the years. I think he's a really good run stopper, and I think there is a role, and there should be a role, for Taquan Graham on this team. So I am all for bringing Taquan Graham back again. I don't think you have to necessarily overspend for a guy like Taquan Graham, but I think you can get him back at a good number, and you should be able to re-sign Taquan Graham. But we'll see what ends up happening there. But I definitely want Taquan Graham back. I think he's definitely one of the more less spoken about players on this defense, but I think he is a important part to this Atlanta Falcons defense, especially, again, when it comes to stopping the run. So I definitely would want Taquan Graham back. Richie Grant is next. Yeah, I'm going to leave that up to Jeff Olbrich, obviously, but if it were up to me, I'm good on Richie Grant. Now, the thing that might keep Richie Grant here, possibly, is the fact that I'm not sure what's going on with DeMarco Helms. He wasn't able to come back. We thought he maybe would be able to come back during season, but DeMarco Helms should be ready for the season. I don't see why he wouldn't be. I think I'm ready to ride with DeMarco Helms over Richie Grant. Justin Simmons is on this list too. We'll go ahead and kind of group him in when talking about this. I don't think they're going to bring Justin Simmons back. I don't think the number is going to be right as far as bringing Justin Simmons back, and I don't even know if Justin Simmons would want to come back. Does he still view the Falcons as a Super Bowl contender or a contender period? I think he probably views them as a contender, but will he want to go to a different team? Possibly. We'll see. To me, it feels like one of those things. Justin Simmons isn't coming back, but we'll see. So with Justin Simmons not coming back, maybe you end up keeping Richie Grant as a backup, as a second string guy still. But I think DeMarco Helms ends up taking that spot as the starter. And I honestly think Richie Grant isn't coming back, but we'll see. We'll find out what happens. I would be okay with Richie Grant leaving. I don't really feel the need for Richie Grant to come back. I think a change of scenery might be good for him, and I think the Falcons can upgrade at that position, quite honestly. So if it were up to me, I would be letting Richie Grant walk. You can use that money elsewhere, allocate it to another guy. So I'm good on Richie Grant. I would let DeMarco Helms, who is still on a rookie deal, by the way, I would let DeMarco Helms fill that role, give him that spot. And if DeMarco Helms ends up being your starter over Justin Simmons and Richie Grant, I'm fine with that next to Jesse Bates, a veteran guy. Let the young guy ball out next to Jesse Bates. I'm totally fine with that. So I'm good on Richie Grant. I'm also good on Justin Simmons. I wouldn't be opposed to bringing Justin Simmons back, but when it comes to Richie Grant, I think I'm okay on bringing Richie Grant back. But I will be okay with bringing Justin Simmons back. I just don't think he's coming back. So we'll see what happens there, obviously. All right, Eddie Goldman is next. I don't know if Eddie Goldman wants to play. And Eddie Goldman was good. If Eddie Goldman wants to play and we can bring Eddie Goldman back on the cheap, I actually would be okay with bringing Eddie Goldman back. He was actually pretty good for the Falcons this season. Good run stuffer, good stopper up the middle, made some big plays, some tackles for loss. Eddie Goldman was actually solid this season. And if he is in the right headspace to come back and he wants to come back, as long as, again, and of course, I'll say this for a lot of these guys, for the right number, I'm all about bringing Eddie Goldman back. So there you have it. Damani Harris, I think that's a guy the Falcons will bring back just because you'll get him for pretty cheap. And I think he was okay. Like, he's a reserve guy, so he didn't do a whole lot. But I think as a reserve guy, you can maybe bring him back and, you know, allow him to continue to kind of play that reserve role. And depending on if you bring a guy like Kentavious Street back, who's also on this list, he could end up playing a bigger part of this team. So I would definitely be okay with a guy like Damani Harris coming back. Mike Hughes is on this list, and we won't get to everybody on here. We'll continue this conversation next, and we'll continue with the rest of the list and finish out the rest of the list because we won't get to everybody. But Mike Hughes, I think we can upgrade in the draft. But with that being said, I would not mind Mike Hughes, depending on what happens with D. Alford, who's a restricted free agent. Depending on what happens with D. Alford, I think Mike Hughes could be really, really good if you put him at the slot or nickel corner. He was solid on the outside. I think he could be really, really good if you put him at slot corner or, you know, that nickel corner position. So I am all for keeping Mike Hughes. You know he can play on the outside if you need him to. He could also play in the nickel. He's a bigger cornerback, so I'm all for him bringing Mike Hughes back. I would actually like to see the Falcons bring Mike Hughes back, maybe not to play that outside corner position. Maybe upgrade there and have somebody – maybe you get somebody in the draft, maybe use that 15th overall pick on a corner you put on the outside next to AJ. But I'm all for Mike Hughes being on this team and being a guy who can play on the outside if you needed to, but his primary role being a guy you stick in that nickel corner, slot corner spot. So there you have it. All right. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation and touch on the rest of these Falcons free agents. Should they stay or should they go? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Happy Get Over the Home Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I am going to go off. I'm going to go off about who the Falcons should keep or go. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. I hope you all are being safe. In all seriousness, I'm not gonna rant. I'm just going to talk about who I think should stay and should go. But hey, a rant maybe put in there. You never know. But shout out to all my people that are on their way to work, already at work right now. Shout out to all my people that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Hopefully, you're not actually driving to the gym. Maybe you have if you live in an apartment, maybe you have an apartment gym. Or if you are thinking about, you know, working out, maybe you just do a home workout if you're waking up early this morning. Because even though, again, my ride here was actually very, very smooth. I was very, very impressed and have been very impressed with the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia as far as how well they have done keeping the roads clear. So shout out to everybody that's involved with that. You still should be on the safe side and stay off the roads if you can. Work from home if you can. Do not drive if you can help it. So I will say that. Anywho, shout out to everybody that's tapped in, tuned in right now. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to this show wherever you are. And guess what? You can also listen to the show whatever time you want, because if you're an early riser just for today, and if you're not usually an early riser, but you're like, man, I really like this show, I want to keep listening, but I'm not up early every day like this. That's all right, because all you got to do is download that free Odyssey app. You download that, search 929 The Game, and you find my show. After you find the radio station, you can go back and listen to my show in its entirety. And guess what? You can do it at 5 p.m. It don't got to be at 5 a.m. You can do it at 5 p.m. You can do it at 8 p.m. You can do it at 8 a.m. if you're up a little bit later, 10 a.m. once you get settled in at work. Whatever the time is, you can listen to this show. You can listen to all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in their entirety with that free Odyssey app. You can also go back and listen to interviews or your favorite segments as well. So make sure you download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Now, let's continue on with our conversation about the Atlanta Falcons. Actually, before we get to that, I do want to quickly let you know that the Hawks are in action tonight. Got a pretty big game tonight at home against the Detroit Pistons. From what I have seen thus far, that game is not going to be rescheduled or postponed. Remember, the Hawks had one of their games against the Rockets, I think it was last Saturday, postponed because of the icy road conditions. And obviously, we're kind of dealing with that same thing right now. But as far as I have seen, that game has not been rescheduled or postponed. And obviously, we'll keep you up to date on that right here on the flagship station of your Atlanta Hawks right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can listen to that game right now starting at 7 o'clock pregame coverage. Tip shortly after 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. So Again, you can listen to that game here tonight on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But big game for the Hawks. They are right now finding themselves in sixth place in the East. They are above that play-in line. So if the playoffs started today, they wouldn't have to deal with the play-in tournament. They would go straight into the postseason, which is great. That's what we want for the Atlanta Hawks. However, season's not ended today, and they're taking on a Detroit Pistons team that is only a half game behind the Hawks for that sixth place spot in the East. So you got a real good chance tonight to kind of give yourself a little more distance between yourselves and the Pistons and maybe some other teams in the East that are right behind you. And also you got a chance to gain some ground too, potentially gain some ground on some teams that are just ahead of you in the East. And we'll talk about the standings here in just a second. But obviously, Trae Young has been outstanding this season, leading the league in assists. Points-wise, he hasn't, you know, had to have quite as big games because guys like DeAndre Hunter have stepped up. And the bench unit, Onyeka Okongwu, has continued to step up. So it's good. And guess what? The Hawks, they've been pretty good against the East this year as well. Hawks are 15-8 against Eastern Conference opponents. Atlanta ranks second in the NBA with 29.5 assists per game. And you can obviously thank Trae Young for that, the NBA's leader in assists. He's averaging 11.7 assists, almost 12 assists per game for Trae Young right now. Absolutely crazy. Pistons, not so good against the East, but not terrible. They're 500 mid. They are 15-15 against the East, against Eastern Conference opponents. And they rank eighth in the Eastern Conference with 25.5 assists per game. Cade Cunningham averaging 9.3 assists per game. Hawks shooting pretty good from the field thus far this season, 46.3%. Pistons are a little bit, the Pistons usually allow opponents to shoot 46.8%. So maybe the Hawks can have a good shooting night tonight. We'll see. But Hawks are 5-5 in their last 10. Pistons have been on a little bit of a good stretch. They're also in the midst. I think they've won two games in a row. I got to go double check that. I believe they've won their last two, looking for three in a row. Yeah, they haven't won their last two in a row. They've actually lost two out of their last three. So there you go. Anywho, Pistons overall have been pretty good. They're 7-3 in their last 10. Like I just told you, Hawks are 5-5 in their last 10. And for the Hawks, Zachary Suchet is going to be out again. And Larry Nance Jr. is going to be out. Cody Zeller, obviously, still out for the Pistons. Jaden Ivey is still out with his leg injury. So that's a big blow for the Pistons, missing one of their young up-and-comers, young go-getters, young bulls, as the youth would say. But obviously, we're going to be missing our number one overall pick, too. But still, V. Krejci has done a good job stepping up, and obviously DeAndre Hunter has been doing his thing. I do wonder, Onyeka Okongwu got the start at center last game for the Hawks with the healthy Clint Capela. Clint Capela came off the bench and was solid, but I do wonder if that's going to be a permanent move for the Hawks, if they're just going to allow Onyeka to start and allow Clint to come off the bench. So that'll be something to look out for right before the starting lineup comes out tonight as well. But still, big game for the Hawks. They should at home be able to get a win against the Pistons. But again, the Pistons been pretty good as of late. Like I told you, 7-3 in their last 10. And we'll see if the Hawks can get back on the winning column. They just had their three-game winning streak snapped. So, and again, only being a half a game ahead of the Pistons for sixth place in the East, you want to make sure you can keep that distance and give yourself a little breathing room between yourself and the Pistons and the rest of the teams that are behind you right now in the East. And still, you are only two games behind the Indiana Pacers. Actually, you're only, it looks like, a game and a half, I think. Yeah. Pacers are 24-19. You're 22-20. So, yeah, like a game and a half, two games, whatever. But you're right there with the Pistons. You're only 3.5 games behind the Bucks for fourth. So you're still right there as far as a top four seed in the East goes. And look, And we're not trying to get ahead of ourselves in the Hawks. You know, this season has been fun to watch so far, and then hopefully will continue to be fun if the Hawks can hopefully stay healthy. They started to get they've gotten a little bit more healthier over the past coming days. Jalen Johnson has come back. DeAndre Hunter has come back. Obviously still waiting for Zachary Risachet to come back. But Hawks just got to handle business tonight at home against the Pistons. And we'll just keep riding the wave of the Atlanta Hawks. But again, you can hear that game right here on the flagship station of your Hawks Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game starting at 7, tip at 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. But let's get back to, while we have a few minutes, let's get back to talking about whether or not the Falcons should keep some of their defensive free agents. We've gone over some of the names already, like Lorenzo Carter, Taquan Graham, Richie Grant, Justin Simmons, Eddie Goldman, Damani Harris, Mike Hughes. And we left off before we got to one of the bigger names, Matthew Judon. If you remember, the Falcons traded a third-round pick for Judon, got him from the Patriots. And while he turned it on at the end of the season, as the entire Falcons pass rush turned it on at the end of the season, there was a lot left to be desired from Matthew Judon and what he did this season. So I don't see the Falcons bringing him back. He's going to want a fairly hefty payday, maybe not as hefty after what he did and did not do with the Falcons this past season, but he's still going to want a pretty hefty payday, and I don't know if the Falcons are willing to pay that, and I don't know if they should be willing to pay that, to be honest. So I think Matthew Judon is going to be gone, just like Justin Simmons. So the two big names you got in via trade and via free agency this offseason, I think both of them will end up being gone, but we'll see what happens. But when it comes to Matthew Judon, again, it really comes down to if it's the right number, which I don't think it will be. I think Judon's going to want more than the Falcons are willing to give him, and I don't think Judon is going to be end up coming back. Justin Simmons, we talked about him already. I would be willing to bring him back, but I'm not sure if he's going to want to come back, and I'm not sure even if the Falcons want him back. I think DeMarco Helms is ready to step in that starting safety role next to Jesse Bates. Let the young boy eat, and we'll see if they end up letting him doing that. James Smith-Williams, now, that is a guy that I would like to have back. I think, again, he's a guy you can get back cheaply on a low number, and I think he can end up being productive enough, especially if you don't bring a guy like Matthew Judon back. I think he can end up being productive to where you feel good about what he can give you. And, you know, again, I think it would be for the right price as well. So I'm all about bringing James Smith-Williams back. Brings good depth, and I think he would, depending on who, again, out of these defensive linemen, like, you know, Eddie Goldman or Matthew Judon, guys like that, I think he would be a guy that could step in and make some plays for you and end up playing a big role on this team. Kentavious Street is another guy. I would be cool with bringing Kentavious Street back. I think he's a very good depth piece. But, again, that's not a guy I want to overpay for. So if the number is right, which, again, like I said, I was going to say it on a lot of these, if the number is right, I'm all for it. But you don't need to overpay for a guy like Kentavious Street. But I think he would be an affordable option for the Falcons to bring back. And I think he's been a good fit on this defense. So I would not be surprised at all if the Falcons end up bringing Kentavious Street back. All right, when we come back here on the other side about 5 minutes from now, two notable restricted free agents will finish out that conversation of who the Falcons should bring back, who they should let walk, and we'll also get into some NFL headlines. The NFL really isn't trying to hide it at this point, are they? We'll talk about it when we come back. Here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Abby. Get over to Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate everybody. Everybody tuned in, tapped in right now. All my people already at work or on their way to work. All my people already at the gym on their way to the gym. All my salt truck drivers out there that might be listening, keeping the roads drivable, even though you should stay off the roads if you can this morning. But again, thank you to everybody tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. We are about to go ahead and finish out the conversation we've been having throughout the show this morning about who should the Falcons keep, who should the Falcons let walk when it comes to their own defensive free agents. And if you didn't hear me earlier, if you're just tuning in, the Falcons have 13 unrestricted, meaning there's no restrictions, they don't have any type of rights, they can straight up go and sign with whoever they want to. They have 13 unrestricted free agents, and they have 3 restricted free agents on the defensive side of the ball. 16 total free agents. So we've been talking about this morning who they should keep, who they should let go, and why they should either keep them or let them go. I'll go back over quickly just my quick synopsis on each one. Lorenzo Carter, I think the Falcons can upgrade to that position, but I think you could also bring him back for a good number. But at the end of the day, I think the Falcons, if I had to guess, I think the Falcons bring him back on a 1 or 2 year deal, and he sticks around. Taquan Graham, I think the Falcons need to bring back Taquan Graham. I think he's a good young piece. I don't think he will end up being that much as far as a contract extension goes, and I really like how he has been a good run stopper, and I think there's a lot of upside and promise there to Taquan Graham. So I think the Falcons need to keep Taquan Graham. Richie Grant, I think it's about time Richie Grant had a change of scenery. I think it would be best if Richie Grant had a change of scenery. Maybe they end up keeping him depending on what happens with Justin Simmons, but you also have DeMarco Helms in that spot. Whether or not you let Justin Simmons go, I think DeMarco Helms is ready to step up in that starting role. And if and when DeMarco Helms is back next season, which he should be, he's going to be at the very least the second string behind maybe a Justin Simmons, or if you decide to bring in somebody else. So I think it's time to let Richie Grant walk, and I think they will do just that. Eddie Goldman, not sure if he wants to play. He's been back and forth on the retirement thing. We have obviously been through that before. So if he wants to come back, I think I would be just fine with him coming back, and I think he would be a good addition to bring back, and I don't think he would be very expensive either. So to me, it's about if Eddie Goldman wants to come back. If he wants to come back, I think it'd be worth bringing Eddie Goldman back for another good run stopper, another good depth piece on the Falcons' defensive line. Speaking of depth pieces on the defensive line, that's what Damani Harris is as well, and I think he would be a good guy to bring back. I think he would obviously be a cheaper option to bring back, and I think maybe with more reps, depending on who stays and who goes off from that defensive line, I think he can be productive as well with more snaps. Mike Hughes, I think the Falcons need to bring Mike Hughes back. He can play on the outside for you. I think he is honestly best suited to play in the nickel or dime corner spot, slot corner spot, whatever you want to call it. But you can have him as an insurance policy to go on the outside if need be too. But I think the Falcons could upgrade at that outside corner spot with maybe the 15th overall pick or something like that. But it would be nice to have Mike Hughes to start in that nickel spot, and then if he needs to move to the outside for whatever reason, he can do that as well. So I definitely think the Falcons need to bring back Mike Hughes. Matthew Judon, I don't think the numbers are going to match up. I think he's going to want more than what the Falcons are willing to give. I don't think Matthew Judon will be back. Justin Simmons, I would be okay with bringing Justin Simmons back. He wasn't great. It depends on what the market for Justin Simmons is. If the market is inflated for Justin Simmons, he's not coming back. The Falcons won't give him what he wants. When they were all in last season, I think they were more willing to do that. But with a season under the belt and seeing what Justin Simmons is and what he did, I don't know if the Falcons would want him back for, an inflated type of number. So If I had to guess, Justin Simmons, probably gone. James Smith-Williams, I would like him back. He's kind of like a Damani Harris, and I think he's a little bit better than Damani Harris too. As far as you give him more reps, I think he'll be really productive. And again, depends on who stays and who goes. And even with him, even last year, he got a solid amount of snaps and reps. So I think James Smith-Williams is definitely a guy the Falcons should and will end up bringing back because, again, he's going to be a cheaper option for the Falcons. And I think he will be productive as well. So that's a guy I would like to see the Falcons bring back. Kentavious Street, I think he would be also a cheaper option. And with that being the case, I definitely would bring Kentavious Street back. I think he's a good, productive player, a good depth piece to have on a defensive line. So I'm all about bringing Kentavious Street back as well. All right, let's get to these restricted free agents. Those are all the notable unrestricted free agents that we just ran through. The restricted free agents, D. Alford and Nate Landman. D. Alford, would love to have him back as well. Again, you could have him. You need a lot of corners in today's NFL. With the amount of quarterbacks that want to pass it around and throw the rock around, throw the pigskin around, and empty sets with five wide receivers out there and, you know, needing to cover tight ends too, I think you could definitely use a guy like D. Alford. So I'm all about bringing D. Alford back. I think the Falcons should bring D. Alford back. I think he was solid, and I would definitely want to see D. Alford back in a Falcons uniform next season. Nate Landman, I think he's definitely a good, at least depth linebacker. It would be nice to have Troy Anderson and Caden Ellis healthy, you know, more times than not and more games than not, but that's just not the reality, and that's not what it's been over the past few years. So you definitely, I feel like, need Nate Landman back because he is just a consistent piece, depth piece, in that linebacking core. And we know how Jeff Ulbrich is with linebackers. If there's one thing we cannot deny Jeff Ulbrich, he was very good when he was here last. He was very good at developing linebackers. Look at Devondre Campbell. Look at Deion Jones. So I am all for bringing Nate Landman back and letting Jeff Ulbrich, you know, do some development things with Nate Landman. So the landmine, as Mike Johnson would say, bring him back. I'm all for it. So there you have it. That's how I'm feeling about these Falcons free agents. All right, let's get into some NFL headlines, shall we? And stick with the NFL while we have a few minutes left here on the Hometown Take. I don't think I reacted to this yet. Ben Johnson being the name, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. I think it's a good hire. I'm Ben Johnson has proved his worth. And even though things didn't obviously end the way he wanted to in Detroit, that's still an offense that, despite Jared Goff throwing three interceptions, the team having four interceptions and five turnovers overall, they still put up 31 points. Even with five turnovers, they still put up 31 points. And I know that Washington Commanders' defense isn't anything great, but I think Ben Johnson is a really good offensive mind. And guess what? The Bears got a lot of weapons offensively. Him being able to work with Caleb Williams, they got Roman Dunze. They're still going to have Keenan Allen. They're still going to have DeAndre Swift. They got weapons. Cole Kmet. I mean, that offense, Ben Johnson will be able to do some damage with that offense. And I know the Bears definitely did not finish the season that way they wanted to, but that is a talented roster. That is a talented football team, at least on paper. They have talent, and they started off hot. It didn't finish hot at all, but with the right coaching, and if he brings the right staff in, which he's already been working on, he's thinking about bringing Dennis Allen in as the defensive coordinator. If he can pull that off, you got Ben Johnson calling plays and being your head coach. You got Dennis Allen, who's a very good defensive coordinator, even though, you know, he's with the Saints and the Aints stink, and I don't like the Aints, and you don't like Dennis Allen that much. But you can't deny Dennis Allen being a good defensive coordinator. And if he can bring in Dennis Allen as his DC, he'll be the one calling the plays. That's you're starting to cook with gas. I'm not even going to lie, up there in Chicago. So that could be definitely a scary situation if they can get the Bears turned around, because the Bears do indeed have some talent on that team on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. So I think that was a really good hire for the Chicago Bears. And if he can, you know, bring in the staff that he's reportedly trying to bring in, that'll be a good look for Ben Johnson and the Bears. Moving on, let's talk a bit about what the NFL put out yesterday regarding the Super Bowl. So they officially announced their officiating crew, and we all witnessed what happened when it comes to the officials in the Chiefs and Texans game, and we all know and hear the stories and have our conspiracy theories and see the memes and videos on social media about, you know, how the refs feel about Patrick Mahomes. Well, the NFL didn't do a great job of reading the room yesterday because there was a lot of uproar about the officiating and some of the very questionable calls. I just think straight up bad calls that were made in that Texans Chiefs game when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, that one rough in the passer call, that one personal foul call or unnecessary roughness call, I should say, when Patrick Mahomes slid and it seemed like he maybe got hit late. He really didn't. The NFL, when they put out their officiating crew, they used the Super Bowl kind of, you know, background, Super Bowl theme for this year, and it was very Chiefs-esque, to say the least. It reeked of Chiefs colors. And look, I know that's been their theme this whole time, and you know, it's not a problem. It's just kind of funny. It's just like, do y'all understand how this looks? Did anybody stop before they hit post and think about, officiating crew, Super Bowl, Chiefs colors, maybe we should just do like a solid background that doesn't favor one team. Maybe we should just do, you know, a simple black and white background or just something different that doesn't scream Chiefs colors. But that's just me, you know. Who knows? So I just thought that was pretty funny to look at. But either way it goes, the Chiefs still got to win the AFC Championship game to have a shot at going for their third straight Super Bowl victory, which, man, they pull off three in a row, that would be crazy. I mean, you could put Patrick Mahomes in. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer right now, but if he finds a way to pull off three straight Super Bowls, that'd just be absolutely wild. But those are just a couple of NFL headlines for you here on a hump day, and that is going to do it for this edition of The Hometown Take. Appreciate you tuning in. I will talk to you tomorrow live at 5 a.m. on a Thursday morning, and we will start to look towards championship weekend in the NFL. We'll talk about the Hawks and Pistons, and we'll continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons as well. But until then, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, they're coming up next with The Morning Shift, and you'll find out what they got coming up on a hump day edition of The Morning Shift. Next, I'll talk to you tomorrow, 5 a.m. sharp. Until then, peace.